Lawmakers in the Czech Senate began deliberations on Monday to decide whether or not to press treason charges against the country's president, Václav Klaus, who steps down in 4 days' time. A group of senators tabled the vote in response to a number of steps taken by Mr. Klaus while in office, including the declaration this year of a highly controversial amnesty. Jan Wellinger has more.
Never before have Czech senators gathered to vote on charges of treason against the country's president. Final deliberations took place on Monday, days before Václav Klaus, the country's head of state for 10 years, steps down. The decision to vote on the complaint was instigated by a group of mostly left-wing senators based on steps taken by the president, or in some cases not, including the failure to name new constitutional court judges, or the delaying of the signing and ratification of EU documents such as the Lisbon Treaty. Most damning, in critics' eyes, is this January's amnesty, which controversially halted or could halt a number of high-profile criminal cases. 28 senators signed the proposal last Wednesday, while an additional 6 confirmed for Czech TV they would vote in favor. Social Democrat Senator Jiří Dienstbier spoke to Czech TV.
We believe that some of the actions the president took were contrary to his constitutional duties and went against the pledge of office, where the president promises to uphold the constitution of the Czech Republic.
On Monday morning, meanwhile, 15 senators indicated they had not yet decided which way they were going to vote, making the decision a good deal closer than had originally been expected. That decision is expected late on Monday afternoon at the earliest. That doesn't mean that opponents are staying quiet. Backers of the outgoing president, namely top civic Democrats in the Senate, have slammed the proposal to press charges as little more than an attempt to tarnish the president in his final days in office, a settling of old political scores. Just days ago, the prime minister described the step as the sorriest move he had seen in 2 decades in Czech politics, while Václav Klaus himself, not surprisingly, also criticized the proposal.
It's sad that some people in the opposition use the threat of the Constitutional Court to express political disagreement.
If the proposal passes on Monday and goes to the Constitutional Court, the worst that could befall the former president is that he could lose his job. Considering he is stepping down in all of 4 days, that point seems largely moot. On the other hand, if the complaint goes ahead and the court confirms that Mr. Klaus acted outside the Constitution, it could still hurt him politically. The president has repeatedly made clear he intends to remain active in political life even after stepping down. Were he to return to party politics or launch a new political party, as some have speculated, his return could be strongly blunted.
That was Jan Wellinger.